Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with Anisha Grange Care Home. I'm going to make another phone call now. I've got a guy on the phone. He writes an absolutely amazing blog, and we've just put this blog on our website. This is Paul Downey. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Mikey. How are we doing?
Oh, no, all the better for speaking to you. Hope you don't mind me getting you up this early, Curly.
No, I'm usually up at 3 o'clock, so it's all good. I'm just posting up. Should have just finished posting today's teaser. So
now, I know you do quiz shows as well, don't you?
I do what I call the daily teaser. It's like a fun daily brain teaser type quiz. It's
right.
Written form on my blog on Ray Maxwell Peculiar, but I've also got a YouTube version. And if people are anywhere near it, they can look it up. I'm Mr. Cuddy 2977. So that goes live once a day, usually about 9 o'clock, 10:30.
I'll be honest with you, Paul. I'm not normally into blogs, but you've given us one to put on our website. And I was so intrigued that I started looking into you. And you've been doing this a while now, haven't you?
It's about 12 years now. So it's most of it seemed to make sense at the time. But it's been 12 years worth of hard work and 12 years of getting up in the morning.
Now, the blog that you've given us for the website is all about being unemployed and how you cope with applying for jobs when you can't afford an internet connection and a computer. And it's an angle that I've never actually seen. Is it really as difficult as you're making it look?
I have to admit, I think it is, yes. I've been lucky over the years. I've either been able to afford a desktop computer or a laptop, cheap ones, what have you. And I've been able to just about afford the original connection, because when I first got an internet connection, they were charging a connection fee, so you had to find 120 quid or whatever it was at the time up front to get connected and pay the monthly bills. And I've been lucky in that, working or not working, I've just about been able to afford it.
Right.
Couldn't afford a takeaway meal at the same time, but I've been able to afford this internet connection. The blog's kept me occupied. It's got me out of bed so I can put the teaser up, and it's given me a shape to the day.
Yeah.
But it's also let me find work. I've signed up for Indeed. I've signed up for Reed. I've signed up for Monster. You name a job board, I've signed up for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My email inbox is a state. It really is. It will send me quite a lot of stuff. So I've not so much had to go and look, but I've been able to find stuff. I've been able to apply. I am really lucky that I've been able to do that. I really am.
Well, you mentioned in the blog one of your friends that hasn't got a computer.
Doesn't have a computer. Yeah, Alan, he doesn't have a computer. He doesn't have an internet connection indoors. He has an old-fashioned mobile. He can't even afford a smartphone.
Oh, really?
But it's an old-school Nokia he's got that must be about 15 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's for him, for some of my other neighbours, I think the lady upstairs, she's got a laptop, but she'll use the library as well. But that's the main thing for us, is that for those of us who aren't online, the big bit of help has been things like local coffee shops, if you can afford a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have a laptop, they're fine. But something like the local library, Brentwood Library at the moment, for the past few months has been shut. And that's cut off someone like Alan. It means they can't get to the net.
Well, that's their lifeline then, isn't it?
And yeah,
the computer's in there.
Then.
Yeah.
They can't get to the lifeline to job hunt. They can't. If you lose your job and you haven't got an internet connection, these days that's another thing to give you an example here. Most of the time, you can sign up online for Universal Credit, the basic benefit at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
You can sign up for that online. Now, if you've got a connection indoors, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you have to go to the library to sign up on the government website there.
So how did they cope during this COVID breakdown when everything just stopped? All the libraries must have been closed, surely.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, yes, they've been closed. And I'll have to be honest, I don't know. I've been unemployed for a while. I know Alan has. I don't know about anyone else, but for quite a few of my friends I've met over the years, we would have to go to Brentwood Library. And for most of us, we've been unemployed since before lockdown.
Yeah.
So signing on, we've signed on, we've done the paperwork online, we've gone to the job centre to do that bit of it, so that's been fine. But the job hunting itself, we've not been able to do. We don't have to do it, But I think most of us, as I said in the post I did for you, most of us are wanting to do it to avoid any trouble later on.
Yeah.
For those of us who've lost the job during lockdown, they're the ones that the job centre has prioritised. They've literally told them to come into the office. The rest of us have told us not to worry until after lockdown gets lifted. But the ones they've prioritised are the ones that have lost the job as a result of the virus, basically. And even then, if they want to look online but aren't online indoors, they've not been able to do it because the library's shut. And as far as I know, the job centre's computers have also been disabled.
Yeah.
Again, to reduce contact, to keep social distancing going. So I don't know.
That's a nightmare because you've got nowhere to run, have you?
You're locked out.
We've asked you to write a blog once because we were so excited about this blog, and it's really interesting to see somebody else's point of view in the same area that we all live. So we've asked you to write one or two blogs a month, for example, because we're so excited with putting this on our website because it gets your point of view across to the Brentwood area. So would you be able to do that, do you think?
I would love to. I'll be honest with you. It gets me a bit of extra exposure. It gets a bit of traffic, hopefully, from my main blog as well. So sort of having an extra outlet for me is quite good. I can get a bit of traffic going. I hopefully can do you guys a bit of good as well. So get a bit of discussion going.
We're always into local. Always into local. Oh, yes. Everything local.
I can see when I'm going up the high street. There's possibly one or two points I could run there. I don't know how appropriate they'd be, but I can certainly do something, I think, even if it's only to moaning about the traffic in the high street.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to put this online about 10 o'clock today, and underneath the interview, I'm going to put a link to your YouTube account, we'll put a link to your blog, and I'm going to put a link to the Phoenix FM blog that you've done for us. So if anybody listens to this and they want to look at anything else that you've ever done, then they can click and they can find stuff there. Is that okay?
That is perfectly fine. They're going to see a hell of a lot about weird movies and Doctor Who, I suspect. And possibly me complaining about Microsoft and Apple as well. I'm a huge Mac fan, and that would be lovely, and I hope I can help out and be sort of entertaining.
Paul, it's been fascinating to speak to you, and you have a lovely day, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanking you, Mikey. You're a gentleman for doing it. Thanking you, and thanking you for the opportunity as well. Have a great day, and say the same to anyone listening, okay?